Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. Do you have a tendency towards perfection? Now, I know nothing about that, right, Jared? Nothing at all.
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever. He's not going to say anything else. You see what he's doing there? Not a word. Sometimes there's wisdom in silence.
There is. There's a lot of wisdom in silence.
But what we want you to understand today, even if you're not necessarily type A or 100% perfectionistic like some people are, we want you to think about how sometimes this thought of everything has to be 100% right before I move forward, or I have to have 100% of what I need in order to make something happen. This can apply to your whole food plant-based journey. And this can be a place that a lot of people get derailed. We've seen this before. It's easy to get derailed when you think everything has got to be perfect before I take the next step. And there's one particular thing that you can do in this area that we're going to share with you today that's going to help you stay on track and keep you from getting derailed on your whole food plant-based lifestyle so you can eat whole food plant-based the sustainable and enjoyable way and finally feel good. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started. Hey, brothers and sisters, we are so glad to have you with us today. Listen, we are excited to share this with you. We're taking you behind the scenes again. We do this a lot here. If you haven't been here long, you'll figure out very quickly that we love taking you behind the scenes to what's been happening around here, the discussions Jared and I have been having, because sometimes these little tweaks that you make, these realizations that you get, and you think they're small, they can be big things that change everything for you. And recently we were talking about how sometimes you can get derailed so simply just by the thought of things needing to be perfect. If you're perfectionistic, or if you find yourself sometimes facing the task of moving forward because you feel like, I just don't know everything I need to do. I just don't know. It's like you've got to get into that place where you're surrounded by the right community who will help you gain the encouragement you need. Yes, you're here on the podcast, and we do that week after week after week for you, bringing that encouragement, bringing those real life strategies that you need to get to the next level. But we want you to have that every single day. And for a lot of us, it's hard to get started on the whole food plant-based lifestyle because you don't have people around you who are supporting this lifestyle and helping you get that encouragement, that inspiration that you need. they don't really know how to inspire you because they're not walking this journey. They're not walking this walk, right? So come and join us inside our free group, Podcast Insiders Experience, where you're going to gain that and so much more. You can join us at powerunplants.com/PIE. Come and join us there right now. We've got everything searchable for you, every single podcast episode. You can ask your questions. So many other amazing people are in there waiting to become your friends to cheer you on. You'll get to share what you're doing as you go, and you'll gain so many incredible ideas so that you will not get stuck. Like we're talking about today, people get stuck on the simplest little things that just trip you up. And it just doesn't have to be that way when you have the right community and you know the steps to take.
And if you're tired of a one-way conversation, which this is really what the podcast is, it's us talking to you. If you want to have someone else you can talk to who's also giving you ideas and you're asking questions and you're helping each other, that's what our group is. It's more than just a one-way conversation. It's two-way conversation. And again, that encouragement to keep moving forward.
That's such a great point, because when you get in the two-way conversation, Jared and I see it time and again. These are the people that get 100% of the results 100% of the time. You want to guarantee your success? Get into Podcast Insiders Experience today at powerunplants.com/PIE. That's powerunplants.com/PIE. We can't wait to get to know you more in that two-way conversation, because we can't see you out there and we want to get to know you and celebrate your wins with you. We love celebrating with you. Take, for example, this morning, I was just on cloud nine because Lynn, one of our members in Podcast Insiders Experience, our free group, she comes into Podcast Insiders Experience, and this is what she's just posted this morning. It's like the weight suddenly fell off, exclamation, shock face. That's her emoji. 2 weeks being strictly plant-based, and I am the thinnest I have been in months, and I feel so much better. And then she's got the high five emoji. My clothes are suddenly looser around my belly and waist. Strong arm emoji. My gut is healing. I'm sleeping heaps better, and the bloating is subsiding, and my stomach is flatter. Now, she didn't say I stepped on the scales, and I've lost some numbers, and hooray, I'm losing weight. That's dieting mentality. We got to leave that at the door. Lynn is celebrating, and she's coming to this group, and she's becoming a part of the community, and she's sharing her excitement, and she's going to get cheered on, and we're all, I mean, this has made our day. I love seeing this. This never gets old, and we see it time and again. This is happening for me. This is happening for my children who are watching me, and I never thought they'd come into plant-based. These are the types of things we're celebrating on a regular basis with our members inside our free group. You do not want to miss this. I'm telling you, when you get in there and you start sharing, and please, when you come in, and do it today because it's the best thing you can do for yourself. When you come in there, start sharing. Post a picture of yourself. Don't just leave it your little initials and the color green or whatever color it assigns to you when you come in. Put a picture in there. It takes about 2 seconds to do that. Write a little bit about yourself, like I'm a homeschooling mom or I'm retired or I'm whatever, just a little bit under your membership profile, and get in there and post just something fun about yourself, or maybe what you're hoping to gain from the group, maybe even something as simple as where you are on your journey. I don't care what you post, because I tell you, time and again, the people that we see that get results in this lifestyle are active in our groups. We see it 100% of the time. They get results.
You get invested. And you participate.
And the ones that don't participate don't get results. It does not work, because activity makes all the difference. Being surrounded by the right people makes all the difference. But being a part of it, not just sitting by on the sidelines and watching it, becoming an active part, that doesn't mean you have to spend a long time. Absolutely not. But being regular and showing up, and see it as showing up for yourself. Yes, you're going to help other people, and yes, they're going to help you. Yes, you're going to get ideas and things like that. But you are showing up not just for other people or just to do something inside a group. This is for yourself. Who else is going to do this for you? And this is something so simple, and it's there just waiting. Pick it up. Take it. Run with it, because it's going to make all the difference in your life.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review, because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode.
It's kind of like going to a game and watching it from the bleachers. So if you've got, let's say, a child in a sports like football, you're in the bleachers, you're watching, you're cheering them on, and you're excited, and you're participating in the win, but did you actually win? No. And you're watching from the side, and are you a football player? No. Are you in the shape that the football player is in? No. You're watching and you think you're participating, but you're getting none of the result.
Right.
That's why you've got to come into here. Don't just read other people's stories. Start sharing what you're doing.
You're not getting the Super Bowl ring if you're sitting on the side, right?
No.
Yeah, you're not getting to high five the other players because you're the one that's getting success and results and seeing your dreams become reality. We don't want to be sidelines people. If you're on the sidelines, there's a little bit of joy in seeing stuff happen.
There's a little excitement seeing other people's stories. But you want to also have a story.
Yes, we want to see your story unfold. And this is how you make it happen. This is the one simple thing that you can do today. Get inside Podcast Insider's experience and post your picture, a little blurb about yourself, and start sharing little photos from your phone of what you're making. Ask your questions as you have them and start gaining momentum. Start gaining momentum. We have a course coming up for you. This is going to help you build those foundational steps that you need. It's going to make an incredible difference for you. But don't wait. Do not wait. Now is the day. Today is the day for you to start feeling better. And we provide steps here. But inside Podcast Insider's experience, you can start walking the things out that we're teaching you here together. Gaining clarity on it, asking questions on it as you go, sharing ideas that you had with others as you listen to the podcast, getting that searchable database. It's a resource for you that's waiting there where you can search anything we've ever said on this podcast. That's gold. It is absolute gold because these are the things we've learned over the course of our whole food plant-based journey, but also seeing patients of ours and clients of ours gain freedom from high blood pressure and high cholesterol and type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes and full-blown, reversed, chronic autoimmune disease, chronic. I'm doing air quotes, okay?
Yeah.
I do that when I write chronic. You're going to notice that in your emails and things. And we'll talk about that here on the podcast. Why do I say, quote, chronic? Because you're told you're going to have these things for life. And it burns me up as a healthcare provider who went into healthcare to do healthcare, to help you get healthy, not to do sick care. We don't want to keep you sick. We don't want to see you keep being sick.
Not if we can help it.
We're here to bring freedom. But you have to take those initial steps. And I'm telling you right now, one of the best steps you can take is get inside the Podcast Insider's experience. You will not believe what a game changer this is going to be for you. PowerOnPlants.com/PIE. That stands for Podcast Insider's Experience. Now, today, for the tip we want to share with you, and you can discuss this more with us inside the group, it's going to be a very quick, simple thing. But again, these simple things can change everything for you. These can be the game changers.
Sometimes those little simple pivots can change your trajectory of where you end up.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about that, even as a believer. I mean, God talks about that, you know, staying on the path, not going to the right or to the left. It's the same thing. If you follow the right principles in life and you stay the course, you're going to be the one that gets results. You're going to end up where you want to go. But if you take that one little slight pivot off that path, then where do you end up 1 year, 5 year, 10 years, 15 years down the road?
So if a plane were to take off from, say, Charleston, South Carolina, and it's going to Los Angeles, and it's flying straight, but let's say it takes a 1 degree turn to the right. It's not going to end up in Los Angeles. It's going to end up somewhere else. I don't know, maybe Oregon. I haven't marched it out on a map, but that one little degree difference, it will not end up in its destination.
And I'll say, if you're on that plane, how happy are you going to be when you arrive where you arrive? Probably not very.
Not very happy, no.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that's a one day thing if you're on the plane. In other words, when you land, it's just going to affect that day, maybe the next couple of days. But if it comes to your health and you make these small pivots, it can make all the difference for you in the positive way or in a negative way, right? So we want to learn, what are these pivot points? What are the things that are going to make the biggest difference for me? And this is something so small, but it may be the big key that changes things for you. So when you're looking at doing whole food plant-based, sometimes, especially in the beginning, you can feel overwhelmed. And you feel like, I've got to have it all figured out. I want to study this. I want to learn it all. I want to know it all. And I keep saying to you on the podcast, and Jared does as well, just do the one thing. Just pick the one thing. Just do the one thing. And we want you to do that. Yes, could going all in work for you? Absolutely. Absolutely. And the more you go in, the better results you're going to get. Think about Lynn. Think about what we just shared with you. She went all in. If you want big results, take big action steps.
Big action.
That doesn't mean it has to be hard. You're just deciding to do more at that place, but then there's going to be more of a payoff and it's going to happen a lot faster. But I'm talking about even within all that, like even going all in, there are pivots that you can do. And that's what we're talking about today. So let's first talk about it from a beginner standpoint. You're new to whole food plant-based. You don't know what to do quite yet, but you've got some ideas for some meals you want to try. Maybe even you've been doing it for a week or two. You found this new taco recipe that you absolutely loved. You tried it one other time and you think, oh, this is awesome. You know, you get home from work and you think, I'm going to have tacos tonight and it's going to be awesome, just like it was last week. I can't wait to have this meal again. I know it's one of my new favorites. I just am so excited about it. You get home, you open up your fridge, you pull out everything you need to make tacos, and you realize you don't have a taco seasoning packet. Wah, wah, wah. It's just kind of like, I was so excited and I'm not going to be able to get those flavors. Oh, now I can't have tacos. What am I going to have? And you feel like everything's just wrecked and fallen to the ground fast.
Somebody popped your balloon.
And so there's this pizza place 5 minutes down the road, 10 minutes down the road. You could just call and go pick up a pizza and it'd be just so much easier and you can just do plant-based tomorrow. You'll just have your taco tomorrow. Or you cannot get derailed and instead look at it and go, what do I have? How can I make tacos work for me and still have those flavors and things I love? I don't have a taco packet, right? But maybe over the course of the years, I've enjoyed cooking. Let's see what I do have in my spice cabinet that I could pull together. And you start looking at, what are the Mexican flavors? And you think about, what are the Mexican flavors? What are the main things? So you got cumin, chili powder, garlic powder, onion powder. So could I put some onions in it, regular onions or dried? Maybe I have some dried minced onions in my pantry. Maybe I have some onion powder. Do I have fresh garlic or garlic powder? It doesn't matter what you use. You're going to get those flavors in there. And maybe I don't have cumin, but I have chili powder. And I say, oh, it's not going to work without cumin. It won't taste right. Balderdash. Try it anyway. You're going to be awfully close. Maybe you have some salsa in your fridge that has some cumin in it. This is what we're going to be taking you by the hand and showing you step by step how to do inside the course so that you can take any recipe and know how to change it up and make it work with the flavor profiles, by using different ingredients, what you might consider here instead, so that you don't get derailed. But I want you to start seeing you can start doing this now. You can gain ideas here from the podcast like we're sharing with you today with just this one little thing, a taco, and I don't have the taco seasoning. So how can I make that work? I've shared with you step by step how to do that with just one simple thing. Maybe it was lentil tacos and you don't have lentils and you think, oh, snap, what am I going to do now? I don't have lentils. What am I going to use in its place? Then you're going to learn the other meat substitutes. So we teach you how to do that step by step. I'm going to be going through this in the course. What are the substitutes that I can use when I don't have this or that? What are the flavors that I can use flavor profile wise for certain things? Like if I'm going to make Mexican, what would I need to get in that? We went over that with you today. Then I could go into Italian. I can go into Indian with you and go all those things step by step. This is what you do. This is what we're going to be doing. But right now, get started. You have the Tex-Mex style flavor now. You know how to pull that together if you don't have a taco packet. And I've given you another idea beyond that. So you start building all those things. And what if you get to that other roadblock? I don't have cumin, but you look and, oh, my salsa has cumin in it. Well, I could just put a little of my salsa in there and get that flavor and use the rest of my taco packet. And, oh, I don't have minced onion or onion powder. Oh, I could use fresh onion instead. Okay, see what I did there? So I'm still pulling together my tacos. And now, oops, I don't have lentils. Oh, I could easily get the walnuts in there or some other sub that we show you exactly how to do to make meat out of these things. It is not hard. It literally takes minutes And as you find your new favorites, you're going to be getting those ingredients that you know and love, and you're going to have them on hand, but you may still come up short on things. Another way this can happen is, let's say you want to be perfect in what Jared and I have taught you about color. Eat the rainbow. The more color, the better. Get lots of color into your meals. And so you're so excited and you're getting all this color and you've been doing it for days, and you come home and there's this meal you want and it has purple and orange in it and all these different colors. And you get home and you open your fridge and all you see is green because your son's eating up the last of the carrots and your husband's eating up the last of the purple cabbage. So you have no purple, no orange left. All you got's green in there. You got broccoli, kale, spinach, like everything in there's green. Oh man, I can't eat the colors of the rainbow. That's not going to be perfect. I can't get all those nutrients in there that I need. I'm just going to be getting the green nutrients. Get the green nutrients. Just eat it. Don't use that as an excuse to go get pizza or something else and throw yourself off course. You do not have to do that to yourself. You can still make something amazing. I was talking to Jared before we came on about one other idea that I had. I mean, this can happen in so many different ways. We're just scratching the surface here.
Yeah.
But let's say you're wanting to make a sandwich and you have this idea for this wrap. You just cannot wait. You're going to make this wrap and you haven't been to the store recently, but you know you've got all the sandwich ingredients you need. And you get home and you realize, oh, I was going to wrap it in corn tortillas and somebody just ate the last one. Or I ate one and I forgot to get more at the store when I went. I just went to the store, but I didn't get the wrap. So you don't have the corn tortilla, then what are you going to say? Oh, well, I don't have everything I need. I can't make that. I've got to go online and try to figure out a whole nother plant-based thing. Say your desire is so strong, the pizza down the road doesn't tempt you. You're faced with now, I've got to get online and figure out a whole other meal to do. You know, I don't want to have to figure out another thing. I wanted a sandwich. I've got all my toppings, all my fillings for my sandwich. I just want a sandwich. But I'm out of that wrap or whatever I wanted to wrap it in. Then you say to yourself, what? You don't say, I've got to go back to the drawing board and find a whole new meal to make. Go online and spend 30 minutes and get sidetracked on social media trying to figure out what to make. You want to use those ingredients you have. Have your sandwich. Look in your fridge. See what you have. Do I have something else I could wrap it in? Do I have a big collard leaf? Do I have some lettuce? Do I have a rice wrap? There's so many different things you can wrap a sandwich in. These are the things you're going to learn as you go. But I've just given you three things. Think to yourself, what do I have that I could wrap and make a sandwich? Sometimes it's not just wrapping. You have the Power and Plants cookbook. We have the most amazing light and tasty waffles in there. You will not believe. Gluten-free version and a gluten version. So whatever you want, if you eat wheat, if you don't eat wheat, it's there for you. Both light and fluffy, both amazing, both take about under 5 minutes to get into the waffle iron because you're just dumping stuff into a blender and literally pressing start. It is not hard. So let's say you're out of loaf bread, you're out of the wrap you wanted to use, but you have all the ingredients and you have the Power and Plants cookbook to make the 5 minute waffles. Those make an amazing bread for a sandwich. You could do open faced or you can put two pieces, two waffles. It is guilt free. They are absolutely delicious and they make the best sandwiches. So we are going to teach you as we go, as we keep walking you through these things, as you join the group, as you come into the course, we can take you step by step through all these substitutions and what to do. But you start today. You start today. So through this podcast alone, you know what to do if you don't have taco seasoning. You know what to do if you don't have bread or you don't have that wrap that you wanted. You've got a bunch of different ideas. But what I want you to take away more than the specifics right now is the big concept of you do not have to get sidetracked and derailed because you want things to be how you perfectly envision them. It doesn't have to be exact. Within the realm of whole food plant-based, there are lots of different options for your sandwich bread and for your flavorings and seasonings and for the sauces that you can use and for all these different ways to mix things up. It will blow your mind and you'll get to the place where it doesn't have to be exactly that. And you may discover, this is the beauty in it, you may discover by learning how to make these substitutions and learning how to think outside the box and learning how to not get stuck, you may just discover a new favorite. So you switch out those lentils for another plant-based meat substitute, and I'm not talking about Beyond Burger, but something you can make at home so quick and so easy with the ingredients that you have as you stock your pantry and get your environment right. you now have another option, another way to make that thing that you absolutely love. And it just expands your horizons. And you realize that you thought before, whole food plant-based eating is going to limit me. I'm going to somehow feel deprived. When the truth is, eating this way opens up so much more possibility for you, so much more potential for you. I mean, haven't you found that to be true, Jared? Like, we talk about all the time how there's so many things that we can eat now, many more options than we had before.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the bases of what we have to cook now are so much more varied. So before, beef was beef. That was your base. And you can cook in different ways, but that's your base. Now we have different beans, different lentils, different peas, different cruciferous, different types of potatoes. I mean, it's just become so varied, way more than what we ever had before.
Right. And that doesn't mean you can't have those same old favorites that you eat time and again. Everybody kind of has about, I think, 9 main meals that you eat over and over again in a month. And that's okay. You want to have those go-tos. We teach you how to build those go-to favorites as you go, because that is crucial for you, especially as you're getting started. But if you get tired of having the same old thing, and as you keep going, you learn ways to mix it up, to make it different, to keep it fun and interesting. It does not have to be boring. In no way is eating this way limiting or tasteless or bland or rabbit food or twigs. I mean, it's just not that way. You have in your mind, oh, I could never eat that way, because it's just all you can think of is steamed veggies in a bowl. And there's just so much beyond that. So today, I want you to walk away knowing these specific skills that we've given you for these specific types of foods and the ways you can change things up. But the big takeaway is learning how to get beyond that idea of it has to be exactly this way with exactly these ingredients. We're going to show you as we go, how do you change up those ingredients and get the same meal in a way that you still like it, but now you have about 5 different ways you can make it. 10 different ways you can make it as you go. And it's so much fun, because then you're not limited and you get creative. And as Carrie, one of our clients, says, and Carrie, I just love you so much, girl. You're just amazing. She has listened to every single podcast, y'all. It is really amazing. But it's changed her life. I mean, because she's taking action on what she's learning. And Carrie said, you know, Anita, she said to me a long time ago, and now I see her doing it, because we've been working with her over time. And now I see her, and these things are coming to life where she's shopping from, this is her phrase she made up. She said, Anita, I want to learn how to shop from my pantry and fridge, from what I actually have in my home. And she was making the same point. So if you don't want to go to the store, or you don't want to have the things you have already go bad, you learn how to take from what you have and pull together meals that are simple and quick and absolutely delicious. And this is one of the big ways that you make plant-based living sustainable. This can change everything for you.
I actually have a helpful tool here that I thought of. If you're one of those people where you're kind of stuck with that perfection, that 100%, just tell yourself, this is not Legos. This is not Legos. And I know, because we have children, we have Lego sets, and you get through building it and you're missing that one Lego and you think, ah, it's ruined.
Ooh,
absolutely ruined. This is not Legos. If you say you wanted to do Tex-Mex, or sometimes we have dishes where we'll sprinkle some corn on it and then we're out of the corn. It's like, oh, the corn would have been good, would have added a little sweetness to it, a little like corn flavor. Do we let it ruin it for us? No. We press forward. We enjoy it anyway, or find a substitute, something like that.
That's so good. And sometimes you find something that's even better. But if you put in a Lego piece, a lot of times it just doesn't look right. It's just off if you put a different piece.
It's supposed to be yellow, but it's red.
Right.
That's not going to work on this set now.
Right. That is so good. This is not Legos. Y'all remember that. That is a big takeaway. There's another one of those gold nuggets. Jared just mined. I love it. So remember, this is not Legos. You are free. You're free to choose. You're free to make choices when you know what those things are, when you learn what the options are as you go. And that is what we're all about. We are thrilled for you to be on this journey. We cannot wait to meet you inside Podcast Insider's Experience. If you think, I just need some basic recipes to get started, go right now and pick up the Power on Plants cookbook. I've intentionally designed it for you to avoid what happened to me yesterday when I went online and picked a whole food plant-based recipe thinking, I'm just going to try something, because I always do my own recipes. I thought, I'm going to try something online. Bad mistake. Now, I'm not saying there are not other recipes out there that are good, but when you can get the tried and true ones that somebody else has already waded through and figured out how to make it taste really good and how to make it quick and simple, it's a no-brainer. It really is a no-brainer. So go right now to powerandplants.com/cookbook and grab your copy of the Power and Plants cookbook bundle that also comes with a lot of other bonuses that are going to help set you up for plant-based success. We are thrilled to be a part of your journey. We know that this makes all the difference in the world. The research is there. It's changed our lives. We've lost over 70 pounds without ever having to go on a diet. We've reversed many diseases of our own on top of seeing our clients and our patients reverse these things naturally. This is about showing you how to make plant-based living sustainable so that you can finally feel good and fully enjoy your life. We can't wait to share it with you. We look forward to meeting you inside Podcast Insiders Experience, and we'll see you next time on Power and Plants Podcast.